Sister Sharaka Melton, would you give us our opening prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks to all first-time callers, and thank you for hosting. Let us pray, sisters. Father God, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, just for allowing us to be able to come to another Friday night Bible series. Father, we thank you. Many of us look forward to this all week, and we just thank you for the opportunities. We could be doing any and everything else, but you saw fit for us to be here tonight on our Friday night Bible series and study together. Father God, we're so thankful for our group as a whole, Lady Prayer Warriors. We thank you for the Lady Prayer Warrior administrators. We thank you for the Lady Prayer Warrior team leaders and team members. And we thank you for our Lady Prayer Warrior membership as a whole. Father God, we thank you so much for our turkey drive. We thank you for the opportunities to give to needy families over the holidays. Father God, we're just so thankful that you continue to bless us over and over again. Father, we are merely filthy rags. In spite of ourselves, you have blessed each and every one of us today. Lord God, we ask for your forgiveness. I ask that you forgive me from all my sins, all the different things that are contrary to your will and your way that I have done. Lord, we don't want anything to hinder this prayer. But Lord, I'm asking that you throw those things into the sea of forgetfulness so that I'm able to continue on being guided by your light. Father God, I'm asking special prayers for our program on tonight. Bless the host. Bless all of those participating. And Father God, a special prayer for the speaker of the hour, Sister Adrienne Jameson. Bless her that she's able to recall and recollect the things that she studied in order to present her lesson on tonight. Father, bless all of those who've called in, that we are listening, that we are attentive, and that we are alert, and we are able to take in the things that she say and apply them to our daily lives. Father God, we're so thankful for these programs. We're thankful for our Friday night Bible series that's been going on for many, many years. Lord, help us to understand that these opportunities that you give us and put before us, we should take advantage of them and not just be on Friday night Bible series out of habit, but be on Friday night Bible series to learn, to be edified, and to fellowship one with another. Father, we're just so thankful for you continuing to give us these opportunities. Lord God, we ask that you bless the 100 days of prayer and all the participants that are coming in, Lord, that they will be able to have an understanding and be committed to the cause. Lord, we're just so thankful for each and every sister that's on this line. We ask special prayers for every household. For those that are sick among us, we ask for healing from the top of the head to the soles of their feet. For those that are going through financial problems, we're asking for a blessing. Lord God, for those that are going through depression, illnesses, anything, Father, that is going on with our sisters that are on this line and off this line, we're asking that you do them the good they stand in need of, and just help us to be able to love on each other, be united, and help us all to stand against the gates of hell and redirect traffic by the lives that we live, and that we'll be an example for everybody we come in contact with. Bless those who have gone through COVID, those going through COVID, those who are trying to avoid COVID, those who are bereaving from the loss of loved ones, that we will be able to gain a sense of normalcy sooner rather than later. Bless those who are lost, those who have strayed away. Father, we know that there are many that have left the fold, and there are many who are lost and walking. Help us to be out here teaching the word and taking your word to all four corners of the earth, that we will be able to not only take the word there, but live your word, breathe it, and be a living sacrifice to everyone that we come in contact with. Lord, again, I ask that you bless this program on tonight in every way, and that we will all be edified because of it. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for a beautiful prayer. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Dorothy Rozier.
Hi. Good evening, sisters. I will be reading two scriptures for your hearing on tonight. The first scripture is Isaiah 41. That's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I'll also be reading Psalms chapter 34, verses 4 and 5. That's Psalms 34, verses 4 and 5. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy and divine word. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful reading, Sister Dorothy. Thank you so much. We will now have our song praise by Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, ladies, and thank you, Sister Roslyn. There is beyond the edge of blue a God placed there from human sight. He tints his skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is a God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From death our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Our God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free and evermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. He is so great. He is so great. He is so great I am. He is so great. Our God, he's great. He is the all in one.
Thank you.
Thank you. There is a God. Amen. Amen. Beautiful singing, Sister Lottie. Now, introduction of our speaker by Sister Natissa Thompson.
Good evening, my sisters. Good evening. I have the honor and privilege of introducing our speaker tonight, Sister Adrienne Jameson. Sister Adrienne was baptized into the body of Christ August the 27th of 1966 by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at the 21st Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown, Gary, Indiana. She has taught Sunday school, Wednesday night Bible school class, vacation Bible school, and worked with youth ministries for over 25 years. Sister Adrienne worships at the Harvest Church of Christ in Tony, Alabama, and she loves the Lord, and her passion is studying God's Word. She has been a member of the Lady Prayer Warriors for 9 years, and she serves on the Health Team, the Benevolence Team, the Life Streams and Happenings Team. Sister Adrienne is no stranger to presenting on Friday night Bible series, and I hope that you have your pen and your paper ready to take notes and listen to our dear sister, and I present to you Sister Adrienne Jameson.
Good evening, my sisters. Thank you so much for calling in today to hear what God has put on my heart. Excuse me. I want to say also, I don't believe we have any first-time callers, but just in case we do, I want to welcome you, and I want you to know that you are our most honored guest, and it is our prayer that you will join us again and again. To our Lady Prayer Warrior administrators, a great big thank you for allowing me to teach tonight. You sisters are just, you're just so awesome, and I thank God for each of you. Also, to our program participants, a real big thank you, sisters. Our gracious host, Sister Rosalind Boddy, our opening prayer, Sister Sharaka Melton, scripture reading, Sister Dorothy Rozier, our song praise, Sister Lottie Holcomb, and the introduction by Sister Natissa Thompson. Bear with me, sisters. I'm still dealing with some residuals from COVID.
Excuse me, please press record.
We're recording.
I believe Sister Natissa said if you would get your pens and paper ready to take notes, and it's my hope that after the lesson, when you have time, you can reflect on the scriptures that I'll be giving you tonight. Let us begin, sisters. You know, Christians are commanded in scripture not to fear, because we have God. And as our theme for the month says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. You know, oftentimes when we're afraid, this fear is not even based on truth. It's based on false expectations, assumptions that will likely not even occur. I believe it was Sister Bridges in one of her recent lessons that brilliantly gave us an acrostic, very clever too, for the word fear. F-E-A-R is false expectations appearing real. More importantly, you know, fear forgets that God is God. He is still and always will be in control. Isaiah 51:7 says, "Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have taken my instruction to heart, do not fear. Do not fear the reproach of mere mortals, or be terrified by their insults. This is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the ways of this world or this people." My sisters, you know, so many of us are literally walking around in a state of constant fear. You know, fear of the pandemic, fear of illnesses and disease. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. You know, people are walking around and they're just fear of life circumstances. But now, this is what the Lord says. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Isaiah 43:1-3. People are also walking around with fear of persecution because we're members of Christ. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have taken my instruction to heart, do not fear. Do not fear. Isaiah 51:7. You know, Isaiah 8:11. Oh, I'm sorry. Isaiah 8:11 says, do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. You know, there are a number of, what do they call them, conspiracy theorists have cropped up all over the world. And this scripture is telling us, you know, conspiracy theorists, in my humble opinion, are very fearful. They're very fearful. And we don't want to fall into that trap. There are some that they have a fear of loneliness. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. There are people in this world today that are fearful of bad news. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph at their foes. Psalm 112:6-8. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. Never, ever be shaken, sisters. There are people in this world that are fearful of sudden disasters. And please keep in mind that acrostic regarding fear. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Proverbs 3:25-26. There are people that are walking around on this earth that are just anxious. They're fearful about everything. What does the scripture say, sisters? We all know this. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid. John 14:27. There are people walking around this earth that are just consumed with everyday mundane things. They're just overwhelmed. They have too much on their plate, let's say it that way. But Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Another translation reads, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, there's so many things in this life that will actually tempt us to fear. Tempt us to be fearful. You know, we're living in a pandemic. God, however, has told us over 125 times in the Bible, in his word, he's told us so many times not to be afraid. He tells us not to fear because, well, simply because he's in control. And guess what? We're not. You know, he is our refuge. He is our help in troubled times. You know, have you ever flown on an airplane and experienced turbulence? The pilot or I guess the flight attendants have undoubtedly reminded you, number one, take your seat. Number two, fasten your seat belt. Well, you know, I've thought about this long and hard, sisters, and I've come to the conclusion that God's word tells us to do, metaphorically speaking, the very same thing in times of fear and turbulence. Psalms 46:1-3, again, says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God has not given us the spirit of fear, sisters. You know, in times of trouble, God says, be still. In other words, take your seat and know that I am God. He's saying there, fasten your seatbelt. To paraphrase, it's saying, take time to be quiet. God is saying, take time to be quiet and remember who I am. You know, to remind yourself that the character and attributes of God are like fastening the seatbelt, spiritually speaking. The turbulence may continue, but you're still safe and secure because you belong to God. It is only through scripture, sisters, applied to our hearts by way of the Holy Spirit, that we receive the grace to trust God in everything. You know, through the scripture, God is telling us to find rest from weariness, you know, from worry, from plagues. He's saying, do not fear. You know, I want us to be, sisters, I want us to be a distinctive people. People who step out in faith, even when the future is fuzzy. People whose lives reflect a quiet peace and calm assurance, because we have cultivated perfect peace in God, perfect trust in God. Now, that kind of faith by no means comes easy. We have to work for it. We have to work hard for it. We're on a constant grind to understand and to do what God would help us to do. We should be that way. That's what the scriptures are all about, sisters. Those 66 books all point to one thing. And what is that one thing? Why, it's heaven, of course. Lastly, sisters, and I know a lot of people are afraid of this. A lot of people fear death. My beloved sisters, as the young folks say, it is what it is. I submit to you tonight that we all have an appointment that we can't reschedule. We all have an appointment that we won't be late for. And we all certainly won't be a no-show. Let us listen to our Heavenly Father. Sisters, let us get right, church, and let us go home. Sisters, do you understand that we are the church? We are the ecclesia, if you will. Now, something else that I've been pondering for a few months now. Have you ever noticed that church folk, they're so quick to quote scripture to somebody else, especially when they think that somebody else is doing wrong? We must use the scriptures more wisely, sisters. Please let me say that again. We must use the scriptures more wisely. We all know that God did not give us a spirit of fear. We know that. You know, on the surface, though, on the surface, we accept that. But do we really understand it? Do we really know that God doesn't want us to fear anything or anybody because we belong to Him? You know, like I said, on the surface we know that. Well, I should say, we say we know that. If God didn't give us a spirit of fear, who did and why? I say to you in love, sisters, that we know exactly where the spirit of fear comes from. And we know why. Satan's downfall came from thinking actually too highly of himself. It came about because of jealousy. It came about because he actually thought that he could do things better than God. All I can say there is have mercy. You know, it came about because our righteous God, he had a plan devised and in the making even before the creation. He loves us, sisters. He loves us dearly. So, my sisters, it's time out for procrastination. You know, playtime is over. It's time out for not staying in your lane. It's time out for fear. It's definitely time out, my sisters. It's time out for playing church. Now, the hour may soon and very soon be at hand. I want all of us sisters, to make it in through those pearly gates. And I believe, call me stubborn if you will, I really do not care, because I believe every word that God has given us. I believe that he loves us, and I believe that he wants us to live eternally with him. So, my dear sisters, let's run this race for Jesus. Let's run at full speed ahead. Sisters, this lesson has helped me so much. It's helped me so much. And I hope, my prayer is that I've said something tonight that resonates with you. I said something tonight that you can hold on to. And I want you to know, in case nobody else has told you today, God loves you and so do I. As always, my beloved sisters, to God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Adrian. Job well done. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. May we bow. O Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Dear Heavenly Father, we come with our heads bowed. But before I go further, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and transgressions, knowingly and unknowingly, so that this prayer will not be hindered from reaching your throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your rich and wonderful blessings. Thanking you, dear Father, for the blessings of life and a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. We are so thankful tonight for what our ears have heard and our hearts have received from your holy and divine word. We thank you for Sister Adrian Jameson, who spoke boldly your word on tonight, reminding us, dear Father, that you have not given us the spirit of fear. Continue to crown her head with wisdom and knowledge, so that she will come again at the appropriate time to teach another lesson from God's word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this, our Friday night Bible series. We thank you for all of our program participants, every sister, our visitors and friends who decided to call in to be a part of our listening audience on tonight. Bless our Lady Prayer Warrior Ministry, its administration, and all of our Lady Prayer Warriors. Help us to be able to always provide this format to come together to study your word. We ask special prayers for the success of our 100 days of prayer. orientations every Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the end of November. Lord, please bless us with faithful sisters who will have the desire to be a part of this powerful prayer journey. Bless our sick and shut in, many who are on their beds of affliction. Send your healing power, dear Father. Be with those who are grieving the loss of dear loved ones. We ask that you strengthen, comfort, and give them your peace. As we close out our Bible series on tonight, we ask, dear Father, blessing be upon every family and home represented here and under the sound of my voice. Keep us safe in our homes and places of abode. Watch over us as we slumber and sleep. And if it is your will, dear Father, touch our bodies with your finger of love to wake us to see another day. Dear Father, we lay this, our petition, at the cross of your dear Son, Jesus, and we ask it all in his name. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.